the Real Bourbon Bros.
They're not even human. They're cartoons. Some of the things they do would cause a person to get hurt, expelled, arrested, possibly deported. To put it another way, don't try this at home.
Six, five, four, three, two, one, zero. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Welcome back to the Real Bourbon Bros podcast, the essential podcast for the novice yet curious whiskey enthusiast. Giddy up.
We are live.
No, we're not. This is recorded, dude.
Hey, I don't know the difference.
Welcome, everybody, to the Real Bourbon Bros podcast. Come back at you. This is season four, episode...
Season four?
Cuatro. Episode Quattro? Uno. Yes, for all our Spanish-speaking audience, that's your Quattro Spanish. Uno. Yeah, so coming from Florida, you know, we have a lot of Spanish speakers, and they're probably not enjoying the weather. Nobody down here is enjoying the weather lately because it's so cold. I'm
enjoying the weather. It's Florida.
It's cold, dude. It's like 30 at
night. It's like 60 degrees?
Uh-huh, yeah. It's like 30-some at night, you know, 650
no
in the
kidding.
Day.
No kidding. You getting freezing?
All the snowbirds are flying back to the north, I think.
Up in God's country, I don't think it, I think it reached 24 today.
Ooh, 24.
7 degrees when I woke up.
All right, guys. You enjoying us complaining about the weather wherever you live? Well, hopefully you have better weather than we do, but I know a lot of part of the U.S. is cold, and if you're in California.
And cold and hot.
Pretty free out there, everybody out west with those fires.
Yes.
So, but welcome into the Real Bourbon Bros podcast. Ready for another season. A lot of cool stuff coming your way this season. We have big things planned. Interviews.
Yeah, just more media snippets and interviews, you say?
Yeah, we got one coming up pretty soon here.
Oh, yeah.
Did you check your calendar or what?
I love it when we do interviews.
Why, you don't have to talk to me?
It's like, well, depending on who we have, you know, it's like they're so passionate about their craft and, you know, the industry and talking about what they love and what we all love, right?
Sleep.
That I just sit back and just be bedazzled.
Bedazzled. They still do that? Oh, that's bejeweled, right? Is that what that is? You know, it would like, what was that like that, it was like a trend, right? Where girls would like.
Oh, yeah, it's bejeweled or bedazzling the jean jackets, yeah.
Yeah, I don't get all that stuff, man. You have way too much time on your hands, but I digress.
Hey, craft.
We're not here to talk about arts and crafts of old ladies or young ladies.
Young, very young ladies.
Or men. Or however you want to identify yourself.
Hey, lay off my bedazzled blue jean jacket. I stuck with the iron-on patches.
Right there, that's a Canadian tuxedo, eh?
Yeah.
Jeans and a jean jacket. God, I saw one of those. And we were up in, my wife and I were up in, mother-in-law were up in Michigan here for the Christmas holiday a couple weeks ago. We actually saw somebody at the airport with a jean jacket and jeans. Same matching color, it was just like.
Skinny jeans?
No, it was the guy was probably in his 50s or so. They weren't skinny, but it was like perfect match.
Well, yeah. I mean, when I was in grade school, it was cool to have a jean jacket. And I had a Wrangler jean jacket.
Wrangler.
I had I got a little iron-on patch of a pterodactyl. It was like a 3-inch round one. I got it probably from a cereal box.
A pterodactyl?
It was a pterodactyl. It was silver, you know, glittery silver pterodactyl. And I earned it on one of my jean jackets.
That was before my time, for sure.
Oh, God, that was awesome. And, you had to wear it with the collar up. And, you know, you had the
sleeves rolled.
Sleeves rolled up, you know, just one.
That's a tough Roger City gang you were part of.
Oh,
there,
yeah.
The one-man gang in your pterodactyl jean jacket.
Aviator glasses.
That's classic, man. I was going to say, it was a Wrangler, huh? It wasn't a tight-ass Jordache? Remember Jordache?
No. No, it was a real deal.
Shout out Diana. She used to always say that. Tight ass Jordash. That was her. I think it was in reference to, remember Walker Talker, Texas Ranger with Chuck Norris?
Of course.
Yeah, that's what she would say. Yeah. Like, oh, tight ass Jordash? Jordash, whatever.
Hey, anyway, watch out. He'll come out of that speaker and rip your throat.
I know. He's still alive. He's like 80 something, probably still kicking butt and taking names. Yeah. Anyway, we digress. We're here to listen to our podcast because of our whiskey knowledge or lack thereof, and it's more entertainment, which we appreciate. So, but just a shout out everybody for listening to us for going to our fourth season. Appreciate everybody buying our merch on Amazon. We have like 4 or 5 designs up now.
A little bit of an uptick from the Christmas season, right?
Yeah. I haven't seen royalty check yet, but I'm sure we made at least dozens of dollars.
Thanks to all of our relatives. Makes great Christmas presents.
I know. And for those of you
year round.
Yes, you can go at any time. And for those of you who are asking about quality control, if you wash some of the products enough, yes, some of the embroidery, it's not embroidery, the logo may start coming off.
Really?
Well,
don't
you have to wash it like 1,000 times. So there's about 1,000 washes. That's what I was told by our family member. We're like every day, and they said, "Yeah, I wash
it." New vendor.
Yeah, but that's only one reported. Only one reported. So, and that was a high use sweatshirt. So,
well, you just got to buy more of them.
Yeah, you got to replace it. Exactly. With a new design.
Or just have more that you can swap out and wear, you know, tag team on the sweatshirts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
WWE. So anyway, just thank you guys for supporting us. Look for more designs coming out probably this year. And if you have any feedback for us, we always are checking our email and our social media accounts. So follow us on all our social media accounts. And YouTube will be getting a big influx, I would say, of content from us this year with some of the ideas we have coming out the next month or so. So stay tuned for that. Steve, let's start with
searching for Pappy.
All right. So unless you want to go first. I'm sorry.
Pappy, where are you?
Oh, I love Scooby-Doo. It's my favorite cartoon of all time. Well, like old school cartoon of all time.
Zoink,
Scoob. Oh, that was so close.
Hungry for some Scooby snacks.
That was a pretty bad one. Yeah, no. Swink Scoob. And Daphne. Yeah. Anyway, Fred. All right, so the bottle I got. So again, we're searching for Pappy, obviously, at MSRP. We're not searching for secondary price, which obviously anybody can find. So that's kind of the caveat here with this segment. I was lucky enough. Well, so the story is, I'll be honest, I had to... You know, I see playing with your dinghy.
You can't hear that.
Yeah, I can.
I'll give you something you can hear.
Oh boy, sounds like my dad. Our dad. So, ABC Liquor here in Florida obviously has been kind to me over the years. You get spend $1,000 there a year. You get access to their vault program, which you get 4 invites a year, typically first come first serve for everything at MSRP, like Pappy to BTAC.
And you're on a first name basis.
No, this is a conglomerate throughout Florida.
All right, yeah.
So anyway, it was coming down to the last week. I got back from Michigan there, and I had to spend like $200 on one of my – I have 2 accounts. Well, my wife has an account. And I had to spend $200 like the last day of the year to get that account up to snuff. So I bought this bottle. It was $240 or something. So I'm not a big fan typically of this – brand, but I read really good reviews on it, so I was like, "Yeah, take a chance." So this is
take a chance on you.
Yes, okay, exactly. Widow Jane, the vaults.
Decadence? Oh,
the vaults aged 15 years.
15 years.
Yeah. So typically, it's a blend of 15 and 20 year old bourbons. Proof is 99. And let's see. So this says the company is Heaven Hill, but then it says source from undisclosed distilleries in Indiana and Tennessee. So I'm like, that's kind of confusing.
Indiana, Tennessee.
Yeah. And it's about, the price is about, like I said, $220 or so, $230. And every year it's an annual release. and they only produce maybe 15,000 to 30,000 bottles a year. So it's a big release, but it's not like huge, you know? And usually the ratings are anywhere on distiller from like 4.1 to 4.4. So I was like, all right, depends on the year, right? So I took a chance, bought that bottle. I have not opened it. Maybe when you come down sometime we'll have a little sippy sip. Not a high proof, but...
The 13-year, I thought, was a big, popular bottle.
Yeah, this is the 15. So this is like the top-of-the-line bottle they have, Widow Jane. It's like their... It's like their whatever.
I got the Widow Jane 10-year Decadence.
Yeah, that's a sweet one, right?
Yeah.
Real sweet finish on that. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, looking forward to it. And that's the only bottle I really got recently. I was up in Michigan there for a couple, for a week. Didn't see much up there that I did not have. So that was the only bottle I have bought recently that was a bourbon. I did buy a, I also had to buy a Johnny Walker, I think, gold label up here because I have to get all my, I have green, black, blue, double black.
You had Johnny's in a row.
I have a lot of Johnnies up here. I'm not a John.
Yeah, so you don't really drink the Johnny. It's for your wife to drink, right?
Right, that's her.
Just to show them off.
Exactly.
So she can show them off to, you know.
Whoever. She's like, this is my shelf of Johnny Walker. So we have all of them pretty much. I think we have one more we need to get, but other than that,
Johnny Walker. That's important, you know, something she was
she grew up on.
Grown up.
Yeah, exactly. The Caribbean way. Here's some Johnny Black and ginger ale. Go sit down.
Yeah, I don't know
On.
I don't know what would be ours. It would be
Canadian Mist.
Canadian Mist. Yeah.
Lemon lime.
No, I got
lime.
I got all the versions of Canadian.
Lime flavored vodka and ginger ale. I remember making those for the grandparents. Those mixed drinks.
Brandy.
Yeah.
Well, I mentioned brandy last time, right?
Oh, brandy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Was there a flavored brandy? Was it
brandy,
lime?
She's a fine girl. What a good wife she would be. But alas, see you.
I don't know all the words. I just know that part.
Okay.
Brandy.
Yeah, so what I did, I think I got some other ones, but
what was your bottle of choice?
There's been some store picks going around Michigan here, and the Novi Party store got their store pick of Hirsch.
Mm-hmm.
The single barrel Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey. It is more, it's phenomenal. It's better than I anticipated. Comes in at 63%, 126 proof. And it's got this really port flavor, like the finish. I don't know what they don't tell you what it's finished in. They had some drinking notes on it. I think on online, Calvin had put some drinking notes in it. But for 126, it drinks like higher proof, and it's extremely strong, rich, spicy, sort of between a port barrel and a rum barrel finish on it. It's really strong in that sense. Sweet, but the proof really brings out a lot of the other spicy flavors of it. So that was mine pick in the last couple of weeks here.
Nice. Yay, Hirsch. Yay. I love their single barrel double oak action. I had that recently. I had to go over the holidays, before the holidays, and that was really solid. So
if you haven't picked one up in Michigan and you want one, several stores have them, but Calvin at Novi Party Store has one waiting for you. And by the time this airs, he should still have some, I hope. So
okay. What up?
And also if you want, you can go to a store and his Buffalo Trace picks, look for the ones with the real Bourbon Bros sticker on it.
I was just gonna bring that up and ask you about that.
It's an Easter egg for everyone to. It's gonna be, you know, something to be sought after, I think.
So do we want to get into that real quick? So we were lucky enough. I think we mentioned in one of the previous episodes about going down with Calvin and Novi Party Store to Buffalo Trace's distillery, and we were lucky enough to do a store pick for Buffalo Trace and also Weller Full Proof.
To be one of the voters, to be one of the drinkers.
Yes, we assisted in picking this bottle. So, so it's, you know, Calvin, obviously, Nove Party Store, it's their product, but we assisted. And, so we, it's a real bourbon. It's the Bourbon Bros pick, Buffalo Trace, with Calvin and Nove Party Store. So
we had help, but yes,
right. We assisted in the process. So, yes. But, yeah, our stickers are on the bottle at Nove Party Store in Michigan. So if you want to get a one of the kind, there's no other bottles like this. This is the only bottle that you can find our sticker on in the world. It's exclusively at Novi Party Store in Novi, Michigan.
Yes.
And you maybe can buy it online too, right, Steve? I know they have online sales.
I'm not sure if there's I'm not sure.
They shipped
You can ship it, yes, but you can call them and he can ship it.
There you go. There you go. So if you can't find it online, just call Novi Party Store, Novi, Michigan. Talk to Calvin or his family there. And
it's a great pick too.
Yeah, it's outstanding. Yeah. I mean, not that we want to be tooting our own horns. But yeah.
And we'll be announcing another pick. We won't say what it is yet.
Yes.
But wait for that because our sticker's going to be on that one too.
Really? So, yeah. I mean, I knew that. Of course.
Of course. Well, let's hope so. There's enough room in the bottle.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be all... it'll look like a, you know, a billboard, right?
Yeah. It'll be like Canadian... all the Canadian taxes and have the passports and from whatever country.
Yeah,
you're going
make
through,
us
slap a sticker on there
for everything. Yeah, well, look forward to that. That's flexible awesome. Luggage. Well, good. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I did get. I did get that bottle. You were lucky enough to gift me that, Steve. Thanks again for that Buffalo Trace. I was gonna get one myself, but the store pick from Calvin and Novi Party Store, so I got that in the collection too. So thank you so much, sir.
Yeah, another BT. Yeah.
I know. But no.
It's a good
anyway,
gift
it is. Especially if
it's a great, great.
It's a flexible pick. Bottle. You can use it for sipping. You can use it for mixing. You can use it for feeding the fire. Whatever you need to do. It's a good, good solid pour there.
Solid.
And it has our label on it. So there you go. What else do you need? Two winning combinations: the Real Bourbon Bros, Novi Party Store, and Buffalo Trace. Enough said. Period. All right. What's the juice?
What's the juice?
What's the juice?
All right, guys. What's the juice? Coming back at you again. Steve and I are going to do a dueling. What's the juice? So he has a bottle that I sent him, and I have a bottle he has sent me. I do not know what it is. He does not know what my bottle is I sent him. We're going to have five questions apiece to guess each other's bottle. And at the end, we know Steve will get it wrong because he always gets it wrong. He doesn't
but that's just drama. I'm just building up the drama, guys. Come on.
I guess. He's a really good actor, too, apparently, because I believe him. All right. I have D as in Detroit. Detroit Lions playoffs. Yeah, look at that.
Okay.
Yeah, for the big D. Detroit Lions, guys. We're not huge NFL fans, but it's number one seed in the NFC, home field throughout, and winners of the NFC North again. So, congratulations, Lions. Good luck the rest of the way. And
NFC champs.
Hopefully they bring home the big trophy at the end of the year, right? That's what,
that's
in February or something. So anyway.
Oh, yeah.
What number? What
the big one. You mean like all the way?
The Lombardi, yeah. Si, senor.
Lombardi.
All right. I again, for our Spanish-speaking audience. I have D for my pick, and I'm going to pour a little bit of this into a glass. Actually, this is a glass. It's like a Glencairn glass. It's the one I got from Willett, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's...
I like it. It's I know what you would call it. It's like a... I don't know.
It's a Kenzie.
A Kenzie.
It's a Kenzie glass, yeah.
That's what you call it, a Kenzie.
That's what you call it, a Kenzie, yeah.
I like it. It's easy to handle. It's...
You know, and they if you look at some of our competitors, the...
It's a mini one, though.
The BRT, I'm not going to say it anymore, but you know, they have their own, they made a glass which is has a smaller opening. Ooh. It's for the higher proof cast strength ones.
Oh, to really, nose that down.
Yeah, so it's just a little design that they, I don't know if they're patented it or whatever, but anyways. Yeah, there's all sorts of glasses. Glencairn seems, it's one of the more popular ones.
Yeah, so this helps definitely with the nose. So I'm giving a little swish around the glass, swirl around the glass right now. So this is, rather than nose, it's sweet. I'm thinking this is a bourbon.
I'm pouring
caramel, vanilla, cherries.
What are we doing here? Let me go.
A little bit of ethanol at the end. Not too much, though. So again, we have 5 questions.
And a pretty healthy pour there.
All right. So my first question would be, is this a bourbon?
It is not a bourbon.
Okay. My second question is, I did have a little sip, folks. Is this a finished whiskey?
It is. I would. I would say no.
Ooh, I'm 0-2? Really? All right. My third question is... No, I'll give you some notes, folks. Let me give you some notes here. So the nose, sweet. There's a little maybe hint of rye on the back end, but it's not much. A little pepper. It's definitely overwhelmingly sweet. So that's why it's throwing me off.
Yeah.
On the palate.
Is mine, by the way, is mine a bourbon?
Yes. So we each have one question down.
Is this a bottled in bond or under 100 proof?
No.
Okay. I didn't taste it yet. Sorry. I shouldn't have questioned that.
Two questions already.
I know. I'm just smelling it because it does not smell like a cask strength, high proof bourbon.
All right.
Unless the weather has gotten to my nose.
Yeah, yellow cold action going on.
Factory senses.
There you go. Is mine distilled in Michigan?
Ding, 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 ding. Yes.
Dung, 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 dung.
Oh, wow. That definitely drinks like a higher proof bourbon.
You had a big sip there, dude. Jesus.
Well,
long day.
Well, the nose just threw me right off. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh yeah, I just chugged this back. Yeah, this is interesting.
So yeah,
pleasant on the palate, I'll tell you that.
Yes. So mine is from Michigan and it's not a bourbon. Is mine a rye?
No.
That's a whiskey then.
No. How what?
What? So it's not a bourbon. It's not a rye. So it has to be a whiskey, American whiskey. So the notes I get on mine.
Is it spicy?
No, not really.
Can't be a rye then.
All right.
I mean, typically, you know.
Be a finished rye. I guess I already asked that, yeah. But if it was finished. It's very like subdued. The nose I like better than the palate. It's one of these small Michigan. Is this from Traverse City Whiskey Company? Probably not. I have one question left.
No, it's not. Sorry.
All right, you want to ask a couple questions?
That just wasted my taste there. I can give you.
This is a mammoth, probably rye. Would be my guess if I had to guess.
I can give you
one question left.
I can give you a hint.
That's up to you. You don't have to.
This would be an interesting hint. Whatever grain is used, it's 100%.
Yeah, that's the mammoth. It's a mammoth rye, I'm guessing, but it's not. I have no idea.
No. No. Well, I already said it wasn't a rye, so what other.
Oh, yeah, you did say that. Sorry, why did I think you were saying it was a rye?
It was not a rye.
Malted barley. But it doesn't taste like malted barley. It tastes like an American whiskey. Anyway, go ahead. You have a couple questions.
Is mine a. MGP product,
yes.
You know?
You got two left. I have one left. So mine.
This is, it seems like a. Is it? I'm taking a gamble here, but is it MVP? Is this a Penelope?
Yes. One question left.
Oh. Which one is it, though?
Well, think about the strength.
I know.
You know, it's a bourbon.
Be a, the cast. Well, they have a cast strength.
Yes.
Is it the Red Label cast strength?
I don't know Red Label what that means. That's your fifth question. Black,
they got a. Cut me off.
I mean, you're close. We can see it. So it's the.
Okay.
Number 18. Barrel strength.
Batch 18.
Yeah, so they have different barrel strengths. This is batch 18.
Yes.
Proof 114. So I think that's the closest you've ever been. I think
awesome.
You said Red Label. I'm like, I don't know what that means. But
well, there's a cast strength, but then there's also a barrel strength Black Label.
So I don't know which one this would be then, because I got the sample bottle.
Probably the Black Label. Yeah, it's a barrel strength one.
So good job,
it's
dude.
It's a Black Label.
Yay, Steve.
Yay for me. That was, I tell you what, the nose on there is like, threw me right off. I would give it like a 3.5 on the nose. 3.2 on the nose.
Really?
Maybe a 3. On the nose, but the palate is probably maybe closer to a 3.9, 4.0.
Okay, that's solid.
And then the finish might be a 3.8.
All right. So overall, like a 3.8.
Yeah, 3.9, 3.8.
All right, perfect. Well, that's Penelope Barrel Strength Batch 18. Thanks again, everybody at Lux Co. for giving us that bottle, Barry. Thank you so much, sir. Patrick Barry. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I love you.
And I have one more question. So I know this is from Michigan. I know it is not a rye. I know it's not a bourbon. So that means it could be a malted barley or just an American whiskey. Or a weeded. Really? Is this not Traverse City? Oh, this is is this a Mammoth product?
It is not.
So it's not Mammoth, it's not Traverse City. What else do we have? It's not Fox and Odin. It's not New Holland. It's not Two James. It is Two James?
No. Yeah.
It's that one place you guys just went to. What are you doing? I don't know. What is it? It's Bohemian Distillery. What? I can't read that.
You can't read that?
Journeyman. Oh, Journeyman. Yeah, I knew that was the one you were trying to get to. Journeyman Distillery. So it's what's the proof?
Yeah, it's a corsets, whips, and whiskey.
It's not bad. Yeah, I think you gave me this to me before when I was up there. What's the proof?
Yeah, it's 100% wheat.
Really?
It won like so many awards here. It's cast strength. It's like 100. It's like 117 proof.
Mm.
It's a wheat whiskey, 117 proof. And for 100% wheat,
yeah, it's not bad. Not bad at all.
It's one sweet. Of my favorite ones from Journeyman.
I thought it was between 100 and 110, so I was a little off there. I would say the nose, I really enjoyed the nose. I'd give that like a 3.9. The palate was like a 3.9. I mean, right around 3.8, 3.9 for everything, I would say.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if I was given a bottle, I wouldn't say no, but I probably wouldn't, you know, go out and spend.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of their better sellers out there, right? So, not a king rye, and then there's election year rye, and so forth. But and then they got the Ravenswood 13.
Ravenswood.
So no, Journeyman is a good, and we hope to have them on the air here soon. Been making some progress.
That would be nice. All right, perfect. Well, that wraps up What's the Juice.
What's the juice, man?
Thanks, guys, for listening to us. We'll get you out of here quick tonight. Thanks for listening again. Amazon for all our merch. Just search for The Real Bourbon Bros, and you'll find all our merch. Just follow us on all our social media accounts. Again, we're going to get some new technology-driven content coming up in the next month or so stay tuned for that. We're kind of perfecting it behind the scenes. Our Our research and development team is hard at work as we speak.
We don't pay those interns enough, I guess. We just pay them in
favors?
Free bottles of cheap whiskey.
No, not favors? Okay. Well, happy 25. Happy 2025 to everybody. Yeah, exactly. A little Billy Clinton stuff. Hopefully everybody is having a good, safe new year. You're staying warm out there. Until next time. Yep.
Enjoy.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are